are you tonight? Doing well?
大家好，大家怎么样？
Happy, good. All right, very good. Happy New Year to you.
大家新年好。
It's always good to begin a brand new year, and I always tell my wife when I get to come over and serve with you that I'm always excited to be with you. I just really enjoy your company.
我真的很高兴，尤其是新的一年的开始，我每次都跟我太太说，我很来到主爱之家的时候，我心里都充满了喜悦。也是我的荣幸能够来到大家当中，能够把神的话语带给大家。
All right, well tonight I want to begin a brand new sermon series with you over the coming months titled "Get in the Game."
好，那我们今天我们要开始一个新的我们系列的讲道。那这个系列讲的题目就是我们一起共同来参与。
And I want to talk to us over the coming months about God's desire to get us involved in service, in volunteerism, and into ministry in the life of the church.
那我想这一个系列讲到呢，我们会主要是集中在讲关于神愿意征召我们每一位弟兄姐妹。能够在教会中有服事，来实现我们生命当中神给我们赋予的每一个弟兄姐妹的一个使命。
And tonight, specifically as we begin the series, I want to talk to us about how God is drafting each of us. So we have to think about some sports terms, perhaps, but how God is drafting each one of us to fulfill a specific purpose during our lifetime.
好，那今天是我们系列讲到的第一讲。那我想主要我们就要讨论一下神是如何来征召我们每一位弟兄姐妹来完成这样我们生命中的一个生命中的目的和使命。
So turn with me if you would in your Bibles if you have those with you tonight to Philippians chapter 3. We'll be reading verses 7 through 14. If you don't have a Bible, it's on the back side of your bulletin. And so I want to encourage you to follow along there.
好，那我们大家一起我们来看今天要查考的经文是在腓立比书第三章的七到十四节，也印在周报的背后。
Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 14, this is what it says.
腓立比书三章七到十四节这样说道。
But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
What is more, I consider everything a loss,Because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is found through faith in Christ.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义。
And it's the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith.
就是因信神而来的义。
Paul writes as he continues in verse 10, I want to know Christ, yes.To know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death.
保罗继续在第十节说道：“使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。”
And so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead.
或者我也得以从死里复活。
Not that I have already obtained all this, he writes, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind,And straining toward what is ahead.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
And then in verse 14, he concludes this part by saying, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Let me pray for us tonight. God, I pray that the reading of your word would bless us tonight. God, I pray that your word would come alive in our heart and our mind. And Lord, I pray that as we look at these few passages written by Paul tonight, Lord, that you would do something transformational and powerful in our midst.
主，我们祷告，当我们读你借着保罗的口所说的这些话语的时候，你会在我们生命当中做了奇妙的改变的工作。
And God, I pray that you would spur us on to serve in whatever capacity you have in store for us in the life of the church in order to make a difference, a profound difference in our church and our community.
主，我们祷告，你能够激励我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们可以竭力在教会当中服事，让我们的教会成一个全新的样式。
God, tonight we pray for an anointing upon our ears to hear.
主，我们求你来膏我们的嘴，我们的耳朵。
And upon our hands and our feet to do the work that you've called us to do.
也来膏我们的手，我们的脚，能够让我们来好做主你的工。
Amen.
我奉主名祷告， Amen.
So let me give you a little background as to what is taking place here. Paul is writing to the church in Philippi, and he holds Philippi as a special place in his heart.Because he was the one who founded the church.
好，那我们给大家一些关于我们刚才读这段经文的一些背景知识。在当时那个时刻，保罗写这封信是给腓立比的教会，在腓立比教会对他而言是一个很亲爱的教会，因为他是腓立比教会的创始人。
And he founded this church on his second missionary journey as he was.Doing the work of Christ that had been laid upon his heart.
那这个教会呢，腓立比教会是保罗在他第二次宣教的旅行当中建立的。
And as you and I read the words Paul wrote, we need to keep in mind that he is in a Roman prison as he writes this letter.
啊，当我们在读这封书信的时候，我们要记住，保罗写这个腓立比书的时候，他其实是罗马的一个囚犯。
During this time and as part of his history.We need to keep in mind that he had also been serving God at this point for almost 20 years.
而且在那个时刻，我们要记住，保罗已经服侍神有了大概20年左右的时间。
And when he was writing this letter, he was only about 2 years away. He didn't know it at the time, but he was only about 2 years away from his death.
好了，当他写腓立比书这封书信的时候，他自己不知道，但是其实他离他新死已经只有2年左右的时间。
And so his perspective in what you and I have heard tonight is one that offers us a unique look into the life of someone who was drafted by God and who had fully lived out God's purpose for his life.
好了，所以通过我们今天晚上要查考的话语，透过保罗，我们可以从一个非常独特的角度看到神所征召的人他的一生。我们看到他活出了神所赋予他的人生的一个目的。
And when we look at our life, I always want to challenge us to look at our life so that God can do a transformational work in us.
我也想我们来看我们自己的生活，看我们自己的生命。我也经常鼓励弟兄姐妹来看我们自己的生命，因为这个时候我们也能够让主在我们的生命当中来做奇妙的工。
When we look at our life, friends, we need to recognize that much like Paul and many others in Scripture,God is drafting each one of us to fulfill a unique purpose during our lifetime.
好，那我们看我们自己生命的时候，我们就可以看见，就像对保罗一样，神也征召我们每一位弟兄姐妹来完成我们生命当中一个特别的旨意。
God wants and expects us to get in the game.
啊，神要我们一同来参与，也期待着我们一同来参与。
He wants us to get involved and to fulfill the purposes that He has already ordained and established for our lives.
啊，神要我们一起来参与他为我们所设立、所赋予给我们的人生的一个目标。
And so, with that understanding, let's take a look tonight at how we can make sure that we are living our lives on purpose.
好，明白这点，我们一起今天晚上来看一看。我们如何能够让我们的生命能够活出神所赋予我们的目标？
Let me share with you tonight 5 biblical foundations for living life on purpose.
好，那我们今天晚上我们一起来看一看，5个关于如何活出我们生命目的的属灵的基础。
The first insight that we can gain from Scripture tonight is this, that not everyone uncovers their God-given purpose.
那第一个属灵的基础，我们要看到的是，不是每一位人、每一个人都能够发现神所给予他的人生的目的。
And the truth for us is this, that God is drafting all of us. The truth is that God has a place for all of us, but we don't always uncover what He is drafting us to.
我想事实是神愿意征召我们每一位弟兄姐妹，而且他也为我们每一位都预备好了地方，可是不是我们每一位都能够意识到这一点。
And our question at this point has to be, well, why doesn't everyone discover their purpose? What takes place in a person's life that prevents them from discovering their purpose?
好，所以我们要问的问题是，为什么不是每一位弟兄姐妹都能够发现我们人生当中的目的？是什么样的事情在我们的生命当中阻碍了我们发现我们人生的目的？
Let me just give you a few reasons here tonight. I think they're very insightful into this idea that not everyone uncovers their God-given purpose.
那让我来给大家几个关于这个问题的答案。
The first reason why people don't discover their God-given purpose is because they fail to know Christ.
我想第一个原因就是因为很多时候我们并不是真正的认识基督。
Paul says here in this passage in verse 8 that he considers everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of what? Knowing Christ.
我们刚刚读的腓立比书第三章第八节说到，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
Paul was a man who knew his purpose because he knew Christ.
保罗知道他人生的目的，因为他认识基督。
And in your life and in my life, this idea of knowing Christ is the foundation for knowing our purpose.
所以对我们每一位来说，我们认识基督，就是能够让我们才能够让我们来认识到我们人生的目的。
Well, Rob, how do I get to know Christ? Let me just keep it real simple for us tonight.
也许你会问，哎 ，Rob， 我们怎么样才能够认识基督呢？那我给大家一些简单的答案。
One, we need to read the Bible.
很显然的，我们要来读圣经。
Two, we need to pray.
我们需要祷告。
And three, we need to be in fellowship with one another.
我们需要和我们周围的弟兄姐妹有美好的团契。
And these are the basic essentials that have to be a part of our lives if we're going to get to know Christ.
这些是我们必须要做到的一些基础，如果我们需要能够认识基督的话。
The second reason we fail to at times uncover our purpose is because we fail to forget the past.
那第二个原因，第二个我们不能够发现我们人生目的的原因，是因为我们没有忘记我们的过去。
In verse 13, the second part of verse 13, Paul says here that he has forgotten what is behind him.
那在腓立比书三章十三节后半段，保罗说：“我只有一件事，就是忘记背后。”
Now it's good for us to remember Paul's story because we need to remember that.Before Paul was drafted by God, he was the leading persecutor of those who were following after Christ.
但我们要记得知道关于保罗的故事。其实，在开始的时候，保罗是带领人来迫害基督徒。
Paul was not a nice guy, and he did many things in his life that he was not proud of.
那保罗并不好，并不是一个在开始的时候，他并不好，是一个好人。他也干了很多他自己并不以为荣的事情。
And he was telling the church in Philippi, and friends, he's telling you and I tonight that we have to forget our past.
那他告诉腓立比的教会，也告诉我们在座的大家，我们要忘记我们的背后。
Whether our past is good,
不论我们的背后是好的
or bad,
还是坏的
we cannot focus.On the past.
但是我们的注意力不能够停留在过去。
We have to forget what is behind us.
我们要努力地忘记我们的背后。
If we're going to know Christ.
如果我们需要认识主耶稣的话。
And discover our purpose.
如果我们要能够发现我们人生的目的的话，我们就忘记我们的背后。
The third reason we don't discover our purpose is because we fail to have a worthy goal.
那第三个原因就是因为我们没有能够有一个很有意义的目标。
Here in verses 13 and 14, Paul says, I strain toward what is ahead and I press. I strain toward what is ahead, and I press on toward the goal.
那保罗在十三、十四节也这样说到，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
God is very intentional. He's an intentional God, and He wants for you and I to live our lives in the very same manner, a life of purpose.
那神有这样的旨意，有这样的心意，让我们过一个有目的意义的生活。
And if we have a goal that God has implanted into us that is worthy to follow, there will be times in our lives when we have to strain toward that and when we have to press on throughout all the other stuff of life to press on toward that goal.
如果我们的心中有神所有我们设立的这样的标杆的话，这样有意义的标杆，那我们就可以努力的面前向着标杆直跑。
Now the fourth reason we fall short of discovering our purpose is because we fail to realize that our purpose that God has designed in us is eternal.
那第四个原因我想说的是，我们没有能够意识到神在我们心中所设立的目标是永恒的目标。
Again here in verse 14, he says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward to eternity in Christ Jesus.
那在十四节说到，向着标杆直跑，要得神在耶稣基督里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
And the reason God puts a purpose in each of our lives is not just for our own benefit.
那神在我们每一位的心中有设立了这样的目的，并不只是为了单单为我们每一个人的好处。
Whether we like this or not, we have to settle into this reality that we live in a society that thinks Christianity is all about God meeting our personal needs and our personal desires and in our time frame.
不论我们愿意承认与否，我们现在在基督教的文化当中，很多时候我们所追求的就是神来满足我们个人的需要。
But fulfilling our purpose and being a true follower of Christ is not about just our own eternity.
但是要能够实现我们人生的目的，能够成为一个基督真正的门徒，并不单单只是要做能够满足我们自己的好处。
Fulfilling our purpose and being a true follower of Christ is also about the eternity of those who we come in contact with.
相反的，我们要关注的也是我们周遭所遇到的人，他们的永恒永生。
Who are desperately far away from Christ.
那些人他们远离了神。
So the second foundation that I want us to look at about living this life on purpose is this. We all have been given a specific purpose for our lives.
那第二个，我们要活出我们有属灵，活出我们有人生目的的这样的属灵的基础，就是我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们其实在我们心中都有一个特别的目的。
We can find examples throughout Scripture of people who had a specific purpose to fulfill.
那在圣经当中有很多的属灵人物，他们在心中都有神给他们设立这样的目的目标。
Jesus clearly states his purpose in John chapter 10, verse 10, when he says, "Listen, I have come so that you might have life."
那耶稣非常清楚地知道他人生的目的，在约翰福音十章十节，他说到：“我来是要叫羊得生命。”
We can look in Scripture and we can see the disciples' purpose out of Matthew chapter 4.
那在马太福音第四章，我们也可以看到门徒他们的人生的目的。
Jesus said to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
说第啊，马太福音第四章说到，来跟随我，让你得人如得鱼。
And the Scripture says, "And at once, immediately, they dropped their nets and they followed him."
那么在圣经中就说到，他们立刻放下了他们的网，就来跟随耶稣。
The disciples knew what their purpose was when they decided to follow Christ. They were going to be fishers of men.
这些门徒他们知道，他们跟随耶稣，他们的目的何在？就是要得人如得鱼一样。
We can find Peter's purpose in John chapter 21.
我们也可以看到彼得他的人生的目的，在约翰约翰福音的二十一章。
Peter had been the one in who had denied Christ three times, and they had a conversation about the level of love for Christ, and in that moment, What Christ did was he reinstated Peter so that he could carry out and fulfill his purpose.
我们都知道彼得有三次不认主，但是当耶稣复活以后，他跟彼得的交谈当中，他问了彼得对他的爱的程度。在这样的对话当中，耶稣重新再一次的建立了彼得。
Jesus told him to feed and to take care of his sheep. And time again, throughout Peter's life, we can see that he was fulfilling the purpose that God had placed into his life. And God blessed him every single time he fulfilled his purpose.
我们看到耶稣重新再一次的建立了彼得。能够让彼得能够完成他生命的目的，那在以后彼得的一生当中，我们看到彼得他一次又一次的喂养神的羊。
And then we can look at the author of this passage in Philippians tonight, and we can look at Paul's life and his purpose once again, and we can find that in Acts chapter 9.
那我们看到今天腓立比书的作者是保罗，他的人生的意义。我们可以看在《使徒行传》的第九章可以看到
，God was using Ananias to go and speak to Paul or Saul then about his purpose.
那在这地方神借着亚拿尼亚来完成他的旨意。
And Ananias said, "Lord, I've heard many reports about this man and all the harm that he's done to your saints in Jerusalem, and he has come here with authority to arrest all who came in your name."
这个地方在亚拿尼亚对神说，我听到了很多关于保罗的话，并且他在这里有从祭司长得来的权柄，捆绑一切求告你名的人。
But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go. I'm telling you now that this is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and before their kings and before all of the people of Israel."
主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
Paul knew what his specific purpose was, and he writes about that for you and I in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
那保罗知道他人生的主要他的目的，他在哥林多前书里面也为我理我这样写道。
Verse 4, he writes, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of workings, but the same God works all of them in all men."
格林多前书十二章第四节到第六节这样说道，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位，执事也有分别，主却是一位，功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
And in verse 12, he writes these words. He says, "The body is a unit, and it's made up of many parts."
十二节他说到，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体。
And the idea here that Paul wants us to understand about our specific purpose is found in verses 15 through 18.
那我们从这个十五节到第十八节可以看到，保罗要我们每一位都能够知道我们生命的当中的目的。
He says, "If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body."
十五节说，若脚说，我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。
And if the ear should say, "Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body.
十五节，若耳说，我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。
He writes in verse 17, and he says this. He says, "Listen, if the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be?"
十七节说，若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？
If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be?
若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？
And he says in verse 18, he says, "But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, you and I, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be."
那在十八节继续说到，但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身上。
And in verse 27, he says, "You and I are the body of Christ, and in the church, God has appointed some to be apostles, prophets, teachers, workers of miracles, healers, administrators, language specialists, And there are many more gifts.
27节这样说道，你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体，神在教会所设立的，一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其实行异能的，这就是得恩赐医病的。
He's saying to you and I tonight that because we are part of the body, there are many specific, uniquely designed purposes that God has placed in each one of our lives.
他这里告诉我们说，我们是一个身子的众肢体，神为众肢体各自有不同的目的。
And God wants all of us to participate.
神要我们所有的各肢体都能够一同的来参与。
He wants all of us to use our gifts as a part of the body of Christ for the growth and the building up of his kingdom.
为了神国的建造的缘故，神要我们各肢体都能够用我们自己各自的恩赐来一同来侍奉。
The third foundation tonight is this.
第三个属灵的基础是
Our purpose is built from our personal inward makeup.
那就是我们人生的目的，不是，是根据我们内在的内心，我们内在的一个品质性格所决定。
We are God's design, and every single one of us here tonight are very unique and very special and very different from one another.
我们都是神所造的，那我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们各有各的不同。
Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, and he says, For we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things that he has planned for us long ago.
在以弗所书第二章第十节这样说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
And in understanding this third point of the foundation using our fulfilling our purpose in life, we have to know that friends, our purpose is not based on all the external stuff in our life.
我们首先我们要能够明白的就是，我们人生的目的不是建立在我们外在的事物上。
Sometimes we have a tendency to put or place our value on all the stuff that we collect and the stuff that is around us.
很多时候我们这样的倾向，我们愿意把我们的价值放在建立在我们周围的东西事物之上。
And here's what I want us to hear tonight.
今天晚上我想跟大家说的是，
the pleasure in our lives, the external things, will not last.
这外在的享乐是不会永恒的。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 10 through 11, Solomon was speaking of pleasure, and he said, As I looked at everything I had worked so hard for and accomplished, it was all so meaningless. It was like chasing the wind. There was nothing really worthwhile anywhere.
Solomon 在传道书第二章讨论享乐，他这样说道，后来我查看我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，随之都是虚空，都是不丰，在日光之下毫无益处。
Pleasure won't last. Possessions won't last. 1 Corinthians 6, 7, Paul says, After all, we didn't bring anything with us when we came into the world, and we certainly cannot carry anything with us when we die.
那不但享乐不能持久，财富，外在的财富也不能持久。保罗在提摩太前书第六章七节这样说道，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
Pleasure won't last, possessions won't last, prestige will not last.
那我们所拥有的地位也不会持续。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 30, Jesus says, But many who seem important now will be the least important then, and those who are considered least now here will be the greatest there.
马太福音十九章三十节说道，然而有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
And sometimes we just put way too much emphasis on all this external stuff.
很多时候我们把太多的注意力放在我们身外的事情上。
And it doesn't matter at all.
这身外的事情其实没有任何的功用。
Purpose is built from our inward personal makeup.
我们人生的目的是建立在我们个人内心内在的特质上。
Our purpose is based on the uniqueness of how God created us.
我们这样的我们的 人生的目的也是建立在我们每一个弟兄姐妹我们特殊的身上。
And we can look to scripture and we can start at the very beginning in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created male and female.
那么在创世纪第一章我们看到有这样的说，说神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
You and I were created by the Creator, and we were created in His image.
我们都是造物主所造，都是按照他的形象所造。
Now sin has taken a toll on the image of God in our lives, but there are still some basic truths about how God has designed us from the inside out in order to fulfill our purpose.
尽管罪在我们的生命当中好像影响了神的形象，但是关于神，因为我们是神所造的，所以还是有一些关于这个真理的一些基本的观点能够来让告诉我们，我们怎么样能够能够来完成我们生命当中神所赋予我们的目的。
Here are some basic truths out of the book titled Purpose-Driven Life by Pastor Rick Warren.
那 Rick, 在 Rick Warren 牧师所写的标杆人生中有这样的说。
And he says in his book, he says, first, as we're discovering our purpose, we have to use our abilities.
那 Rick Warren 牧师说我们要能够发现我们人生的目的，我们就要运用我们的能力。
These are the natural talents that each one of us are born with.
那这样的一些能力也是我们与生俱来的。
Some people have a natural ability for creativity or for athletics, or you might be really good with words.
那也许有些人他可能有这样与生俱来的能力，很具有创造力，或者也很适合做运动，或者有些人很会说话。
But all of our abilities come from God. He gave them to us as a part of our uniqueness.
但是我们必须要知道，我们所有与生俱来的能力都是从神而来。神给我们这些与生俱来的能力，让我们有各自不同的特点。
Second, as we're discovering and wanting to fulfill our purpose, pardon me, we need to look at our own personality.
那第二点，我们要能够来实现我们人生的目的的话，我们就来看看我们每个人不同的个性。
Some scientists got together many years ago, and they discovered that the likelihood that we would ever find someone exactly like us is 10 to the 2 billion 400 millionth power. That's big.
有一些科学家他们一起做了这样的一个研究，他们发现两个人完全一样的可能性的话非常的小，是10×20亿的四亿次方。
How's that? You got it?
I think so.
It's big. All right, it's big. And so what that looks like on paper is this. If we were to write down that number with each zero being an inch wide, it would be a 37,000-mile-long number.
如果把这样的可能性用数字来描述的话，如果每一个零是一个英寸那么长的话，我们要把这个可能性写出来的话，我们要写出37,000英里那么长。
There's value in who we are. There's value in our personality, and God wants to use that for us to fulfill our purpose.
在我们每一个人的生命当中，我们都有我们自己的特质，我们有自己的特性、个性。神要来愿意来使用这样的特性。
I had a pastor one time tell me a profound truth, and it changed who I was. And he said, "Rob, he said, never apologize for who God made you to be."
那有一位牧师曾经对我说过这样的话，真的是改变了我。他告诉我说你不要为神所创造的你来道歉，为你创造的特质来道歉。
And although none of us will be exactly alike, there have been a number of different studies over the many years that have been done to determine some basic personality types. And I wonder if here we might just take a little quiz to see how many different personality types we have in church tonight.
那我想大家都各不同，但是我也看到有很多的一些研究，它可以根据大家的特质把人分为几类。
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read a basic description of 4 different personalities, and if that's you, raise your hand.
那我在这个地方，我给大家来说一下，大概这些学者他们把人的特质分成四类， 啊，如果念到的每一种的时候，如果你符合这样的特质的话，请你把手举起来。
If you raise your hand on multiple, then we might need a counseling session later.
所以大家不能把不能举多次，不能只能举手一次。
All right. But oftentimes there is a mixture, so you might see some of yourself in a couple of these.
有些时候可能在人的个性的特质可能有重叠的地方。
All right. The first personality type is the choleric personality type.
那第一种这个个性的特质来说，把它叫做胆汁型，或者是说易怒型。
This is the commander type personality. The cholerics are driven. They're task oriented. They're decisive, and they look at the big picture.
那这样的人的话，他们往往具有的是领袖的特质，而且他们有很明确的目标，他们做事也非常的果敢，然后他们也能够看到事情大的方向。
How many of you would say that's you?
这里有没有谁是属于这种特质？
No cholerics in here. All right, we'll keep going here. All right, I am. I'm heavy choleric. But okay, the next one is melancholy. This is the mental, the thinking type person.
那第二种是一种叫做是抑郁质的，或者是思想家型。
Their typical behavior involves thinking and assessing, making lists and evaluating the positives and the negatives about all of life's.situations.
有这样特质的人，他们经常所做的事情就是思考、评估，他们会罗列各种事情的正面或者负面，来做各样的对比和评估。
How many melancholies?
有多少人是属于这一类的
？Two. All right, we're getting the last two, friends. All right. Now, so here's the third one. The third one is the sanguine, the social type personality.
那第三类的是一种乐观型的愿意社交型的。
They enjoy the fun. They enjoy the socializing.
他们喜欢有趣的事情，他们喜欢和人社交。
They enjoy the chatting and the telling the stories.
他们喜欢和人交谈，和人交流。
The sanguine personality is usually the one in the center of the group, telling the funny jokes, the loudest person around. How many of you would say, "Yeah, that's me"?
有这样特质的人，往往是在一大群人中间说话声音最响的那一位。
All right, a few more. All right. Quite a few sanguines here at the House of Christ left. All right. Then the last one is the phlegmatic. This is just kind of the flat type person.
最后一种也是把叫的是黏液型的或者是冷静型的。他这样的人的话是很平静，很冷静。
They're just kind of easy going.
还是好像有一个很平和的心态。
It's kind of laid back.
也非常比较闲散。
They're nonchalant.
他也比较冷淡一些。
Not overly excitable.
很少很激动。
It's kind of relaxed.
非常的
And they're really desiring just a peaceful environment to be a part of.
他很喜欢一种很平和的这样的一个状态。
How many? Come on now. It's got to be the rest of you. George, we're going to have to talk, man. There's half of your congregation hasn't raised their hand. But you know, here's the illustration for us, that it, no matter where you fall, it's okay.
我想跟大家说的是，不论你是属于哪一种类型的，其实都没有关系。
We have to use who we are. We have to use that internal personal makeup in order to fulfill the purposes that God has placed in our lives.
我们要用我们内在的特质。来完成，来实现神在我们每一位心中所设立的这样的目的目标。
Our purpose isn't based on the external stuff.
我们的目的不是建立在我们身外之物上。
Our purpose is based on the uniqueness of how God created us.
那我们的目标都是建立在神为我们建立我们每个人的独特性上。
And we have to use our experiences in life in fulfilling God's purposes.
我们也需要用我们人生的经验经历。来完成神所为我们赋予我们的目的。
We can learn an incredible amount about life from our experiences.
我们也可以从我们人生的经历当中学到很多的功课。
And God wants us to use them as we fulfill that purpose.
神也愿意当我们要来实现我们人生的目的的时候，来充分的利用我们生命当中所学到的功课。
Those experiences might deal with family.
我们这些生命当中所经历 的经历可能是和我们家人之间的经历
or educational background
也可能是我们所受的教育
those experiences might deal with how we came to a saving knowledge of Christ in our lives.
啊，也可能是我们怎么样，得救信主的这样的经历。
Those experiences might be good moments or bad moments in our lives.
啊，这样的经历也可能是我们人生当中得益的时候，也可能是失意的时候。
And the point here, friends, for this third piece of the foundation of fulfilling the purpose in our lives is that no one else can be you, and that is okay.
所以我们要能实现我们人生目的的第三个基础，就是没有人能够取代你。
Here's the fourth thought for us tonight.
那第四点。
We are most fulfilled when we are fulfilling our purpose.
就是当我们实现我们人生的目的的时候，我们才可以有更多的满足感。
You can kind of hear the fulfillment and the excitement in Paul's voice as he writes here in chapter 3, verses 13 through 14.
当我们读到腓立比书三章十三十四节的时候，我们好像是会可以感受到保罗话语当中的那种满足感。
Some of the reasons why we are most fulfilled when we are fulfilling our purpose is because knowing our purpose gives us meaning.
我们能够实现我们生命人生的目的的时候，我们也感到更多的满足感。那我想其中第一个原因就是我们知道我们人生的目的。可以让我们的生命有更加的意义，更多的意义。
Knowing our purpose will simplify our lives.
而且我们知道我们人生的目的，也可以让我们的生活变得更加简单。
What purpose does in your life and in my life, it will define what we do and what we don't do.
我想我们人生的目的来定义了我们在生活当中我们所做的，或者说我们所要所不做、不愿意做的。
And our purpose then.Becomes the standard we have to use to evaluate which activities are essential and which are not.
这样的目的也可以让我们能够来判断我们生活当中所有的这些事情，哪些是重要的，哪些是次要的。
I just shared with my congregation today some areas of ministry that we need, like right now, in order to continue to grow and to continue to function as a church.
那今天我也跟我们教会的会员有这样的分享，告诉他们说，我们教会当中有什么样的施工是我们必须要抓紧做的，才能让我们教会能够不断的成长。
And a couple of those areas are things that, because of my position as the pastor, that they just default to me.
那其中有一些这样的事情施工。因为我是牧师的缘故，所以会员很多时候把这样的施工就完全交放在了我的肩上。
And that might be okay if I was good at those things.
这也许没有什么问题，如果我在这些方面也有这样的天赋的话。
But when I'm talking about how our purpose simplifies our life, in this example, I'm saying, listen, and I told my church this morning, I can't do those things. I'm not good at them. It's not part of my purpose.
但是我今天我也对我的会众说，其实这样的事情真的不是我的所长，我真的没有办法做这些事情，这也不是我人生的目的所代表的。
Our purpose will also help us to stay focused.
我想人生能够知道我们人生的目的，也可以让我们能够集中专注在重要的事情上。
Each one of us, friends, this is a truth for us. Each one of us will be more effective.If we are selective in what we do,
我想事实是，如果我们大家都能够专注在我们的事情上的时候，我们可以变得更加的有效率。
And my point for the congregation this morning was to say, listen, I'm not going to be effective if I have a list of 100 things that naturally get defaulted to me because of my position.
那我跟我们今天会众所分享的是，如果我没有选择性的，我如果我能够有100项这样的施工的话，那我肯定我没有办法能够做到有高效率。
Knowing our purpose will also reduce frustration in our lives.
我想，如果我们知道我们人生的目的的话，也可以减少我们的挫折感。
We can reduce meaningless work.
可以减少那些毫无意义的施工工作。
And you're probably like me. I'm going to assume that there are times when you're doing work and work and work and work and work, and you feel like you're always busy but never accomplishing much.
你可能会像我一样，有很多时候我经常会做很多的，有时候会做很多很多的事情，感到非常的忙碌。但是我却从来没有发现能够达到了什么样的目的。
And my guess here would be that perhaps we're doing things that really don't fulfill our purpose.
那我想这样的原因，可能是因为我们所做这些事情 都并不能让我们能够达到实现我们人生的目的。
And then knowing our purpose will increase our own motivation.
我们如果知道我们人生的目的的话，可以让我们的生活更加的有动力。
When you and I know what God wants us to do, it gives us a reason to get out of bed every day.
如果我们知道神所要我们做的是什么样的工作的话，那我们每天我们都可以有激情、有动力去迎接新的一天。
We get excited and enthusiastic about life.
我们对生活也更加充满热情。
And when you and I are doing what we love to do, when you and I are fulfilling our purpose, no one has to motivate us to do it.
如果我们是做我们喜爱做的事情，如果我们是要来做事情能够实现我们人生的目的的话，我们不需要别的人来催促我们去做。
And our greatest moments in life will come when you and I are fulfilling our purpose.
我想当我们来实现我们人生的目的的时候，也是我们人生当中最快乐的时候。
And then the last and final piece of this foundation for you and I to live a life on purpose is this.
那我们今天要分享的第五点是，
We will be judged on our obedience to fulfilling our God-given purpose in life.
我想第五点就是，当我们受审判，在神的面前受审判的时候，神要看的是我们是否顺服他，去完成他所赋予我们的人生目的。
Even as I say that, and I'll just be transparent with you tonight, there's a little bit of conviction in my spirit about some of the things that I do on a daily basis that I shouldn't be doing.
然后我想跟大家分享一下，我也知道其实在我生命当中有些事情其实我不该做的，可是我做了。
There are some things about my vocation that God has not called me to do that I have to do, and as I read this, we have to look at it that way. We'll be judged on our obedience to fulfilling what God has specifically designed us to fulfill.
有些事情本不该做的我们做了，就像我刚才所提到的那样，当我们在受神的审判的时候，神会看我们是否是顺服他的旨意。
The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 14 that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
在罗马书的十四章有这样说到，因为我们都要站在神的台前。
And we find that there are two judgments that are listed in Scripture.
我们看到在圣经当中提到审判有两种说法。
One of the judgments is called the Bema seat, B-E-M-A, the Bema seat judgment.
那其中的一种就是 Bema 的审判，也就是台前的审判。
And the other is referred to as the Great White Throne judgment.
那第二种审判就是白色大宝座的审判。
And the Bema seat judgment is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 through 17.
那前一种审判是在哥林多前书的第三章提到。
And this judgment is a judgment only for the believers or the true Christians.
那这样的审判其实只对信徒或者说基督徒而言。
And then the great white throne judgment is found in Revelation, and this is for everybody else.
那第二种审判就是白色大宝座的审判。在启示录中有提到是为所有的人的审判。
And so when we look at this last piece of the foundation for living our life on purpose and that with the knowledge that we'll be judged on our obedience to fulfilling that purpose that God has given to us in life, we have to know, friends, that we will be accountable to God.
我们知道我们审判的时候，神要看我们是否顺服他旨意去完成他所赋予我们人生目的，所以我们要为我们所做的一切来负责。
We will be accountable to God for everything that we do, no matter where we are at in our spiritual journey.
不论我们处在我们属灵道路的哪一个阶段，我们都要为必须要为我们所做的一切来负责。
And if we're real tonight, this could be a very sobering thought.
我想这对我们大家都是一个让我们发人深省的这样的一个想法。
If we want to look back over our life and be honest about everything that we've done.
如果我们回顾我们过去的日子。如果每个人都诚实地面对自己的话，
And the question that we need to ask ourselves is, what have I done with the life that God has given to me?
所以我们要问我们自己的是，我们怎么样来使用神给我们的一生。
A passage that has been in my mind often lately is Luke chapter 10, verse 2.
这最近有段经文始终在我的头脑中出现，就是在路加福音的第十章第二节。
Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and he said, friends, he said, The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
耶稣对他的门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
Ask the Lord of the harvest, then, to send out workers into his harvest field.
所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
And if I can close this out tonight with a challenge, here's what I want us to do for this week.
我用这样的一个挑战来结束我们今天的讲道。
I want us to pray about where God would have us serve in the ministry, in the life of this church.
我愿我们弟兄姐妹我们都有这样共同的祷告，愿我们一起来在主爱之家的各项服事中，我们来努力的服事。
What God-given purpose can you fulfill to make a difference through the ministry of the House of Christ Love Chinese Christian Church?
我们要来思索神给我们一个什么样的目的，好让我们来实现这样的目的，能够来改变我们的教会，让我们教会更加的有活力。
God is saying to you, God is saying to me the very same thing that he said to his first disciples, come, follow me, I've got work for you.
神对你说，对我说，就像对他的第一起初的门徒说，来跟随我，我有工让你做。
God is moving in his church and he wants you and I to participate with him.
神要带领他的教会向前行，他愿意我们众弟兄姐妹一起来跟随他。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we just humbly come before you tonight and we thank you for this message tonight.
主，我们谦卑地来到你的面前，为你的信息，我们向你的感谢。
And God, we thank you for the words of Scripture.
神，我们为着圣经当中所记载的话语，我们向你的感谢。
That speak into our existence.
主，求你的话语来对我们说话。
That gives us life.
能够让我们能够得到新的生命。
And that provides a challenge for us.
也感谢你的话语可以能够来时刻的挑战我们。
And God, my prayer for the House of Christ Love Church is that every person will find a place of ministry to fulfill their God-given purpose.
主，我们为主爱之家的祷告就是，愿我们所有的弟兄姐妹能够找到一个地方，能够来实现他人生的目的，能够来参与主爱之家的各项服事。
We pray to you, the Lord of the harvest.
主，我们向你来祷告。
That you will send workers into your harvest field.
主，你是那庄稼的主，求你差派更多的仆人去收割庄稼。
And we claim that promise tonight that you will provide.
主，我们。知道我们能够得到你给我们所有的应许。
Amen.
奉主的名祷告。Amen.